Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Oh, that's right. Anthony Gallo on The Fan. I've got you all the way till 5 a.m., filling in yet again for the Great Christmas Chronicle. Michael Fliegelman on the other side of the glass. Shout out to Keith McPherson, who just did the longest show in WFAN history. But man, what a night. An explosive night of baseball for both the Mets and the Yankees. The number to call is always 888-808-1019. And the Yankees continue to mash. The Yankees continue their hot streak. Now 8 out of their last 11. And this team is clicking on all cylinders at the right time. The Yankees are gearing up as the Red Sox and the Mariners fall on their face. And yes, the Mariners losing to better teams in the Mets and the Phillies. But the Red Sox, now 3 straight losses to the Marlins and Orioles. And I sit here today, and I don't want to make a declaration and a guarantee, but it feels like this Yankees team is running away with this wild card. Yes, it's a game right now, so you're going to tell me I'm getting ahead of myself. But the way they are playing, it feels like every single guy on this team, outside of Max Fried, is clicking at the right time. Every single guy on this team is doing their job. And since the acquisition of Jose Caballero and the return of Stanton, this offense has played up 12 notches. They are finally clicking on all cylinders. Bellinger back in the groove of things. Goldschmidt healthy, Stanton healthy, Judge healthy. The trade deadline acquisitions being felt both in the field and on the mound. This Yankees team is gearing up to run away with this first wild card. And don't look now. They're playing hot right now. There's no reason to think they can't get themselves back in to the division race. 37 games left, down 5. It's going to be a tough battle, but it is exciting to see the Yankees finally playing good baseball again. 9 home runs tonight, 3 multi-home runs from Stanton, Bellinger, and Caballero. Judge, Jazz, adding some other ones. I got to look up who the 9th one was, because now it escapes my brain. But this Yankees team and Rice, this Yankees team clicking on all cylinders. Jazz getting in the mix tonight, so you hope he starts to take off at the plate. 2-for-5 for him. Volpe maybe feeling that pressure of having a guy like Caballero behind him and Amed Rosario back healthy. Hopefully Volpe gets going, but Judge, Stanton, Bellinger, Goldschmidt, Ben Rice now, all hitting. All playing red hot. All doing things. And I mean, Stanton, it cannot be said enough how massive an impact he's been to this Yankees team. How massive this guy's been to this Yankees lineup. They're red hot right now. They've gained 2.5 games in a matter of 2 games. On both the Red Sox and the Mariners. Obviously not playing last night and both of those teams losing. The Red Sox now 3-7 in their last 10. The Mariners on a 4-game losing streak. It is looking up in the Bronx. It is finally feeling like this team is playing to their capabilities. And there's a lot for them to do right now. There's a lot for them to prove. But they are starting to build the distance from being, that third wild card spot where you have Cleveland and Kansas City on your tail. They're widening that gap. And again, they now sit a game above the Red Sox and the Mariners. There's a lot of baseball left. There's a lot of room for mistakes to happen. But this team is playing the way we thought they would. They're playing like it's April and May again. The hitters are hitting. They're fielding the ball well. They're running the bases well. And I know there was a couple, you know, mistakes in the field today, but I'm not concerned about it. You know, the rain delay, you're up big. Guys took their foot off the gas a little bit. Rodon, when he doesn't have his best stuff, still gives you a great start. So the rotation outside of Fried continues to click. And now that's 16 straight starts where Rodon has been super effective. And much like Stanton, Carlos Rodon, you cannot say enough how impactful this guy's been. Obviously, Stanton on a shorter, you know, window that he's affected this team. Rodon has been the most reliable pitcher on this team since opening day. He does not get the credit, much like Giancarlo Stanton does not get the credit. But they're firing on all cylinders. And I've been preaching this now for 3 days. And every day, it feels a little less illogical. It feels a little less reactionary. And more Yankee fans start to buy in. If you listen to Keith beforehand, Keith, you know, being fair, he's being objective, saying he's not getting back on the wagon just yet because he doesn't think they can win the World Series. Sure, I'm not out here announcing they're going to win the World Series. But who exactly are you afraid of? What team in the AL do you really think is that much better than you? It's not the Red Sox. It's not the Mariners. Sure, you know, a lot of the critiques about the Tigers is they've got to do it in October. We've never seen this team prove itself. Well, that goes for the Blue Jays, too. The Blue Jays also, do we expect them to, one, weather the Vladdy Guerrero injury if it ends up being more than let on? It's not like their numbers are through the roof. Their pitching staff is good, reliable. It's not lights out. Do you expect Max Scherzer to carry his hot second half into the playoffs? At any moment, that guy could fall apart, both physically and on the field. This Yankees team is doing everything you need to see. Everything that should be galvanizing the fan base. Because all you could do is react to what you've seen. And over the last 12, 15 games, they're doing that. You know, this hot streak isn't just, you know, pinpointing the last 11 games. The offense has started to come out of it well before then. And you look to later today with Schlittler on the mound versus Rasmussen. And not an easy start. This is the Rays' probably best pitcher starting-wise. Before a massive series starting on Thursday against the Red Sox. Where you could, at this point, if the Red Sox don't get out of it, and I'm not sure if that was a two-game series for them. So they are off today. You could, you know, get another half game on the Red Sox today and potentially bury them this coming weekend.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From having to worry about them jumping you in the wild card. And right now, more short term, the Yankees should be looking to build on this lead in that first wild card spot. And I think when it's all said and done, you know, we'll get into the division, as the season goes along and see if they can cut away at that 5-game lead, which is not insurmountable, but I'm not going to tell you it's easy. But their main goal right now, their short-term goal should be building on the Mariners and the Red Sox lead that they have. Widening that gap so you're guaranteed home playoff games if you're not getting a bye. You're guaranteed home playoff games going into October. And, you know, if they were to jump the Blue Jays, getting a bye is on the table. They're a game behind the Astros. And 5.5, 4 in the loss column. Or I guess it's 4.5. I have to double check. On the Tigers. So why can't they run away with it? Why can't this team go on a run? I said that last night, and I'll continue it today. Because all I hear is pessimism. Well, this Yankees team, you know, we'll get to the Mets a little later. This Yankees team has been playing well now for over 2 weeks. If they continue this week and they get through it, how long are you going to latch on to the 2 months that they struggled? How long? They didn't overtax their bullpen tonight. The bullpen was very good again. They got horses coming back as well, where that they're going to have a lot of options. They're going to have some tough decisions to make on the pitching staff. And these are good problems to have. You know, getting Amed Rosario back and having Caballero play the way he is, this is good problems to have to figure out where to play everyone. You're not forced to play Austin Wells and Jason Dominguez. And he's been playing well, so I don't want to get on him. But if Volpe drops off again, you're not forced to play these guys anymore because you now have a deeper roster. I said it at the time, and I'll say it again. Brian Cashman killed the deadline. As the kids would say, he cooked. And I just aged myself 10 years the way I just said that. This guy, yet again, when the fan base has all but given up on trust when it comes to Brian Cashman, you know, outside looking in, I think the guy is the best to ever do it in this sport outside of Theo Epstein. And you're starting to see the payoff from that massive deadline. This Yankees team is gearing up for a huge run. They're getting ready to widen that gap between them and the rest of the wild card race. 888-808-1019. 9 home runs tonight. Crazy. I saw a stat before where they've done that 4, I think it was 8 home runs in a game. They've done that 4 times in their history of a franchise. When you think about it, is there a more historic franchise in all of American sports than the New York Yankees? They've done that 4 times in their history. They've done that twice this year. That's how crazy this offense is. And you could call me in and say, tonight's another example of why this team's boom or bust when it comes to the offense. All or nothing. No, they're not. They've already proven to you this year they're able to manufacture runs. They're able to run the bases as of late. And if you heard earlier, you didn't, you can always use the Odyssey app, the rewind function. Aaron Boone was on with BT and Sal. And, you know, Sal brought up the base running miscues. And, you know, Boone was fair about it. You know, he said they've made a lot of inexcusable mistakes, but he thinks it's more amplified because of the markets they play in. And it's not like the metrics are showing that they're any more reckless than other teams. And they've definitely, over the last 2 weeks, shored up that aspect along with their defense. Everything. They could have not, they've changed the script. They flipped the script so much over the last 15 days. And the narrative is slowly going to change in the positive direction. And as that meter goes from a fan base that was completely negative, and it starts to go farther into, you know, positivity and hope and optimism. And yes, the Yankees, as you know, I'm talking about defense, and they show the Caballero pop-up drop. But again, this game was over. They're playing in a minor league stadium. It's humid. Nobody wanted to be there. And see, when I make these excuses now and they're winning, it doesn't feel as crazy. But they're starting to do things the right way. And they are firing on all cylinders. The starting pitching has been great. The bullpen's been great. The offense has been fantastic. And if they get Max Fried going, watch out. And one more thing before we go to break. I want to highlight this one more time. Stanton's health has absolutely flipped the script for this Yankees team. He's come back. He's been absolutely bonkers at the plate. 300, over 1,000 OPS. You know, on the year, 14 homers and just 147 at-bats. He's played 45 games. He's got 18 extra base hits, 38 RBIs. The guy has been a monster. You know, you have over 1,000 OPS over 162 games. Those are MVP numbers. So adding him to this lineup, and yet again, Stanton is doing it at the most important time. He's been in the Aaron Judge, Aaron Boone era, and obviously he predates Boone a little bit. Stanton has been their most consistently clutch player. He's probably been the most clutch player for the Yankees since Derek Jeter. That's how great this guy is when it matters. Late August, September, and in the postseason. You know, when they're losing that wild card game to the Red Sox, he stepped up. Every one of these postseasons where we're crying about someone, whether it's Judge or another player, Stanton steps up. And yet again, he's stepping up when this team needs it most. And Judge is starting to fire on all cylinders. You're getting a healthy Goldschmidt. Ben Rice is red hot. Bellinger looks to get red hot. You know, he obviously was only, it was a smaller dry spell for him. You hope that tonight gets Jazz going in the right direction. Grisham's been pretty consistent, but he is what he is. But that's okay. You need guys like that. They have all the pieces. They have power. They have speed. They have versatility. They have guys who can run the bases. They hit for contact. They hit for average. That's the same thing, but you get the point. A little redundant. You know, even Volpe, you know, for as bad as his season's been, the guy has 26 doubles and 18 homers. It could be worse at that position. So why can't this team easily run away with this wild card?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.